West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And a good Tuesday evening from you. We're West Plains High School gym, where West Plains will be taking on the Waynesville Tigers here in just a few minutes. West Plains comes into the game with a 7-13 record, coming off of that win on Saturday over Forsyth, 69-54. Jared Kraft led all scorers with 20. Clayton Robbins added 15. Waynesville coming off of a 52-27 loss at the hands of Hillcrest last Friday night. And they come into the game with a 9-12 record. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back and get you ready for tip-off. You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
And welcome back to West Plains High School gym. In for Harlan Hutchinson, I'm James Burke. Harlan is over at the West Plains Civic Center, as the Grizzlies are getting ready to take on Indian Hills. Indian Hills, a perennial powerhouse in NCAA basketball. So you'll have that game over on Q94. So if you tune in to KDY, expecting to hear the Grizzlies, go ahead and flip it on over 93.9. So Harlan will have the call of that game here shortly. Live streaming tonight. You can go to the Facebook page, KDY's Facebook page, Ozark Radio News on Facebook, or go to OzarkRadioNews.com, find the West Plains Zizzer banner, go ahead and click on that, and that'll take you to our YouTube page. Drew Joyce across the way there with the camera, and we'll have the game for you tonight. Glad you are here with us. West Plains once again coming in with a 7-13 record. Plainsville 9-12 on the year. Now the season's winding down. West Plains with just a few more games left before district action. After tonight, Friday, they'll be at Parkview. The next Tuesday, they'll be back here versus the Rolla Bulldogs. Then Wednesday, they're back in Springfield, playing Springfield Central. They are a very good club, and it's going to be a tough, tough game, state ranked in Class 6. Then they'll finish the regular season with a trip to Bolivar. District then starts on the 29th of February. District this year will be at Marshfield. That's Class 5, District 6 at Marshfield. So once again, we'll have the game for you here. Tip-off's going to be in about 4 minutes. So we're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back with starting lineups and get you ready for this Ozark Conference action right here on your home for the Zizzers, Hot Country, KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. We are getting quite a few people here. This side pretty much backed out. Student section looking nice in the pool. We got the West Plains Pep Band keeping us entertained. We're getting ready for starting lineups. So we're going to take a 2-minute break for the national anthem. We'll come back with those starting lineups and tip off. You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
All right, we're getting ready for the tip-off here. West Plains Zizzer's taking on the Waynesville Tigers. They're announcing starting lineups right now for Waynesville. Number one, Cody Black, a 5'11 sophomore. Number 10, Tyrell Finn, a 6'1 senior. Number 20, Jaden Cruz, 6'1 senior. Number 30 is Rayshon Fowler. He's a 6-foot senior. And number 35, the big man in the middle, Ethan Esguerra, 6'5 junior. For West Plains, the junior, 5'11, Ethan Zuma, number 3. Number 5, 6'2 sophomore, Jared Braff. Number 20, a 6'3 sophomore, Josiah Long. Number 32, a 6'5 junior, Clayton Robbins. And number 33, Big Houston, a 6'6 senior. So that's your starting lineup. And we're getting ready for tip-off. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with that tip-off. You're listening to the home for West Lane Scissors basketball, Hot Country, KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
And the Scissors control the tip. Ethan Tuma over to Josiah Long. Long looking in the middle, gets it back over to Tuma. Tuma on the right wing. Comes back to the top of the key. Over to Brick Houston. Gives it back to Tuma. West Plains running the offense, trying to find an open shot. Jared Kraft with the ball. He gives it to Robbins. Robbins down inside to Brick Houston. Give and go. Robbins is in for two. Very nice give and go there to start things off. West Plains with the early 2-0 lead. Rashawn Fowler with the ball. He gets it down to Cruz in the corner. Cruz to Finn. Back to Fowler. Fowler drives in, puts it up, no good, rebound, breaks Houston and West Plains control. Ethan Tuma back across the timeline, gets it to Robbins, back to Houston, thinks about the three, drives in, and it's good. Good, strong, powerful move by breaks Houston there, and West Plains with a 4-0 lead. Now, Waynesville and the games that I've seen through their live stream, they're really going to try to control the pace and slow things down. They're only averaging 45 points a game so far this season. And they're just really patient on offense, going to try to find a good shot. Sometimes that works for them, sometimes it hasn't. Jaden Cruz with the ball. He gets it down to Black, back to Cruz, top of the key to Finn. Josiah Long with nice hands, knocks it away. Finn gets it over to Cruz. Cruz top of the key, back to Fowler. They're going to reset their offense. Fowler being guarded there by Ethan Tuma. We got a foul, a hold down low. See who they call that on. That's going to be the first foul on West Plains. First team foul, first on Josiah Long. Jaden Cruz going to inbound it under his own goal, trying to find somebody to throw it to. He gets it out to Esquire at the top of the key, who gets it to Fowler. Fowler going to set things up. Tuma on him. West Plains in a man-to-man right now. In the corner of the Cruz. Back to Esquire. Back to Fowler. Thinks about the three. Pulls it down right side of the lane. Kicks it out. Esquire. I'll take it to three, but doesn't take it. There is a turnover. And Josiah Long with the steal. Ethan Tuma has got the ball. He gets it down low to Robbins. Robbins tries to give and go. Tips around Houston with it. Gets it down to Long. Back to Houston. Up, and he's in. I think that's going to be there all night if they can feed the big men down low, Robbins and Houston. They've got a little bit of a size advantage, and I think that can do well for West Plains tonight. Big block by Clayton Robbins. One Fowler. Fowler drives in again. Almost another box. They just about throw it away. Cruz with the air ball. Rebound by Fowler. Due to the section, letting him hear about the air ball there. Cruz got it again in the corner. Gets it out to Fowler, up to Esquire. Esquire down to Black. They're working around the perimeter. Back to the top of the key to Finn. Finn with, they're going to call Long with a block there that could have went either way. That's one of the 50-50 calls. Whether it's going to be a block or a charge, it goes against West Plains. That's Josiah's long second foul. He's going to have to take a seat. Into the game, Grant Mahan for West Plains. Waynesville inbounds with this here. Esquire to Black. Black back to Fowler. Fowler gets it over to number 11, Gonzalez, is into the game. Omar Gonzalez, a 5'7 freshman. Here's a three-pointer put up off the front of the rim. No good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound. Ethan Tuma across the timeline. West Plains looking to set up, get it inside again. There's Mahan up and in, into the game, and 2 points just like that. And Waynesville not liking what they're seeing. They call a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. High Country KDY, the home of the Scissors.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Welcome back, West Plains High School gym. 4 minutes, 42 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. West Plains opening the game on an 8-0 run. All 8 points coming from points in the paint as they've been able to work it down low and get some easy baskets. Plainsville, not been able to get anything to fall yet. West Plains has been controlling the pace early. Look for Plainsville to to try to slow things down. Fowler with the ball at the top of the key. He gets it over to Black. Black back to Fowler in the corner. Back to Black. Works it around to Finn. Finn to Gonzalez. Gonzalez being double-teamed, and he's going to get fouled by Clayton Robbins. That's going to be Clayton's first, the team's third. So we've got to make sure don't get into some foul trouble here. That's three fouls on Les Plains here early on. We're not quite halfway through the first quarter. And, of course, now in high school basketball, there's a nice pass inside to Sierra, and he misses it back to Black. Up, no good. Rebound up. Clayton Robbins comes down with it. So once the team gets to five fouls, then the other team will shoot two free throws. No more one-and-one in high school basketball. Briggs Houston with the ball at the top of the key to Mahan. Back to Briggs Houston. Beautiful give and go. Two more in the paint. Briggs has got six. That's 10-0. Early 10-0 run to start the game here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. Fowler's got the ball. He gets it over to Black, being guarded by Kraft. Kraft to the top of the key. Gonzalez with it at the wing. He dribbles around, being called, guarded by Tuma. Gets it back to Fowler. Fowler looking down low, but Houston is really making it tough on his Garrett. Finn gets the ball in amongst the trees. He goes up, and it's good. Waynesville finally on the board here. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left. Now 10-2, West Plains versus Houston with the ball. He gets it out to Robbins for three. No good. Rebound off of the hands of Briggs Houston. Comes down to Esquera, and here comes Waynesville. Fowler gets it across the timeline. Oh, almost a steal there by Ethan Tuma. Fowler's got it back at the top of the key. Gets it over to Finn. Finn gets it to Black. Black dribbles around to the top of the key, working it around the perimeter here. Gonzalez to his right, gets it back out to Finn. Finn over to Fowler. Back to Black, back to Fowler. Dwayne to Sierra. Swings it around to Omar Gonzalez, back in the corner to Fowler. Good defense here by West Plains on the man-to-man, not allowing them to get any shots off. Gonzalez gets it down to Sierra. He goes up over Houston. No good. Rebound. Clayton Robbins. Here comes Tuma. Flips it across the court to Mahan. Tries to get it into Briggs Houston. And they're going to say a turnover on the Zizzers back to Waynesville. Zizzers with a 10-2 lead. Here's 2 minutes, 15 seconds left to go here in the first quarter early on. Once again, all 10 points coming in the paint for Houston with six. Clayton Robbins with two and Mahan with two. Josiah Long on the bench as he got two very early fouls here in the first quarter. So he'll have to watch things. He may not be back for the second half. Gordon, how things are going. There's a walk on Waynesville. Their second turnover here early. So far, Waynesville with two turnovers. West Plains with one. Kraft's going to take it out on the side. He gets it into Ethan Tuma. Under 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Tuma crosses the timeline, gets it to Kraft. Kraft back to Tuma at the top of the key. Gets it down to Houston. Kick out to Kraft. Nice pass. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound bounces around. Gets to Houston. And it's a turnover. Soft pass there. Waynesville was able to jump into the passing lane and take that ball away. Here's Fowler. Gets it out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez being guarded tightly by Tuma. Back out to Fowler. Extended. Out past the volleyball line. And there's a charge. Inside, away from the ball. Good job there by Mahan to draw that charge. That's going to be the first foul on Tyrell Finn, the first team foul for Waynesville. 1 minute, 26 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 10-2, West Plains with the early lead. Tuma brings the ball up to court. Kraft to his right. This is over to Von Ahman to check into the game. Over to Kraft. Back to the top of the key to Tuma. Back to Von Ahman. Down into the corner to Kraft. Kraft all the way around. Gets it to Tuma. Trying to trap there. Gets it across to Luke Von Ahman. Cross court pass. Tuma's open on the side. He's going to put it up. And no. Off the back of the rim. Mahan with a great rebound. Ball's on the floor. Gets it out to Tuma. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. I believe that's going to be called on Omar Gonzalez. It is. That is his first. The team's second. 10-2. Under a minute left. 30 53.6 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Kraft gets it to Tuma. Back over to Kraft. Works it down to Mahan. Houston for three. Oh, off the rim. No good. Luke Van Ommen goes for the rebound. Say it is out of bounds on Luke. So that's going to be another turnover on West Plains. That's three now here in the first quarter. And we'll see if Waynesville tries to play for the last shot. But West Plains is guarding them closely. So we'll see if they force Waynesville into a shot. 30 seconds left. Gonzalez gets it over. Back out the top of the key to Fowler. Owen Schick, number 21, into the game. Black got it out by the half-court line to Gonzalez. Fowler very close to an over and back. They're going to call a blocking foul on Ethan Tuma. That's going to be his first. That'll be the team fourth. 5.5 seconds remaining here. Waynesville inbounding in front of the student section. Fowler gets it across. He's going to put up the three. Left-hander, no good off the back of the iron. And that is the end of the first quarter. West Plains leads 10-2. We'll be back in 1 minute for more West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. The end of the first quarter, 10-2, West Plains with the lead. And the technical called on Waynesville right there at the end of the first quarter. So we're seeing, getting that all lined out, see who will shoot the shots for West Plains. It looks like it's going to be Jared Kraft stepping to the line. This will be the first free throws of the game. Not exactly sure what happened there at the very end. Young man number 20, Jaden Cruz, looks like they've got him down now for two fouls. He went up at the end, hit the floor pretty hard, and I didn't see exactly whether it was reaction or what it was, but they called a technical on Cruz. So Jared Kraft's going to be shooting the technical free throws. The first one's off the front of the rim. No good. So, of course, this will be two shots and the ball for West Plains to start the second quarter here. Second one is up. And this one is good. So Jared Kraft's first point. He led the scores Saturday. He put in 20 points during the game against Forsyth. Had a huge game. Well, Kraft is going to take it out on the sideline. Gets it in to Ethan Tuma. And the second quarter is officially underway. Gets it over to Kraft. Kraft back to Tuma. Tuma swings it around to Von Ommen. Von Ommen being guarded closely by Black. Gets it over to Tuma. Tuma. To Kraft. Dangerous pass there, but they were able to recover. Kraft's got it again. They're trying to look inside, but Waynesville's kind of collapsing down. They get a little bit tougher than it was early on to get that ball inside. Tuma with the three, and yeah, count it. Ethan Tuma with the three-pointer. That puts up 14-2 West Plains with the lead here over Waynesville as Jacob Moore goes to the scorer's table and getting ready to check in at the next break. Fowler gets it down low to Scara. Nice steal, Ethan Tuma. They're going to say he stepped on the baseline. So Waynesville will take it back. He came around and was able to knock the ball away from Scara down low, but just stepped on the inbound line. So back to Waynesville. Get it in to Gonzalez. Gonzalez looking to get rid of the ball. Gets it to Fowler down in the corner to Black. Black up to Fowler. Fowler back to Black. Playing catch. Get the ball down low, back out to Gonzalez. Now in the corner, Black. He's trying to get it into Escura, being guarded by Houston. He gets it back out to Fowler. Fowler being guarded tightly by Kraft. Great defense by the Scissors here in the early going. Swings it around. Black got it in right wing. Fowler down to Escura. He's going to go up. Now he passes it off to Gonzalez. And once again, Waynesville just not able to get any shots. And there's Escura. Oh, big block. Houston with a block this time. His gear goes back up with it, and he's going to get the foul. That'll be Briggs Houston's first foul. It's going to be the first team foul here in the second quarter. Briggs with a big block as Guerra was able to rebound, get the ball back, and go back up strong. This time, got a little bit of body. Here's the first free throw, and it is up and good. Ethan Guerra with his first point of the game. That makes it 14-3, 6 minutes, 34 seconds left to go here in the first half. Second free throw is up, and it's off the rim, no good. Briggs Houston with the rebound. So as Garrett goes 1-for-2 for the line, both teams 1-for-2 on the night so far. Moore with the ball, gets it out to Tuma. All the way across Carson, Briggs Houston. Tried to get the pass to Moore, but Fowler was able to knock it out of bounds, so West Plains will have to inbound the ball. 6 minutes, 18 seconds left to go here in the first half, 14-3. West Plains with the lead here early on. I think maybe the ball disappeared down the tunnel or something. They're trying to recover it. All right, here it comes. Tuma's going to inbound the ball. He gets it out to Kraft. Kraft back to Tuma. Nope, try to get it down to Houston. It's going to be tipped by Fowler and out of bounds. West Plains will take it out under their own goal. Tuma going to trigger it in. He gets it to Nauman. Nauman being guarded by Black. He gets it out to Houston. Ended at the volleyball line. Down to Tuma. All the way across court to Von Nauman. He drives in. Gets it out to Tuma. Here's the three. Oh! In and out. It went about halfway down and came out. I thought that was for sure going through. Clayton Robbins getting ready to check back in here at the next break. 14-3 West Plains. Here in the second quarter, 5 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Gonzalez with the ball being guarded by Tuma. Gives it over to Black. Black being guarded by Von Allman. Gets it up to Finn. Finn down to Esquerra. Esquerra goes up. And nice shot by him over Briggs Houston. Briggs has defense on him. He was able to get the ball up and over. And in. That gives him 3 on the game. It's now 14-5. Moore gets the ball. It's deflected. It's a race. Kraft gets it. Recovers. Gets it down to Briggs Houston. Houston over to Von Allman. Von Allman's going to put up a three, and it's good. Luke Von Allman. Beautiful shot from the corner that gives West Plains a 17-5 lead, and we're down under 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. There's Gonzalez. Gets it down to Esquerra. He had good positioning. He's got 5 in the quarter, all 5. 17-7. Now Waynesville's extending that full court, one on man-to-man pressure. Moore's got the ball. He gets it over to Tuma. Tuma, nice move, gets it up. Scoop shot, and Ethan Tuma with 5 here in the quarter. West Plains comes up 19-7, 4.5 minutes left to go. Fowler gets it. He gets it to Esquerra. Esquerra's going to put up a 3 off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped out and recovered by Houston. Here comes Tuma. All the way in, kicks it out to Kraft. Oh, they had Houston open on the wing, but wasn't able to get it to him. Kraft has stopped the key. Moore drives in. Gets it over to Houston, in the corner to Tuma. Tuma thought about the three, gets back out to Kraft. Kraft being guarded by Gonzalez, kicks it out to Tuma. Up to Briggs Houston. Houston back to Tuma. West Plains being patient here, looking for a good shot. They get it back over to Tuma, give and go. Houston, up and in. That gives Briggs 8 here early on. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go here in the first half, 21-7. West Plains with the lead. Fowler's got the ball across the timeline, being guarded by Kraft. Gets it down to Black. Black into Esquerra. That is going to be the name of the game for Waynesville. Esquerra up for 2 more. He's got 7. And he has been really their only source of offense. They've been able to get the ball down to him, and he's been able to get position. And he's got 7 now. Moore with the ball. Gets it out to Tuma. Tuma looking for the opening man. He gets it to Houston. Houston thinks about the 3. Back to Tuma. Tuma gets it down to Jacob Moore. Moore over to Houston. Good position inside. 2 more. Briggs with 10. He's in double figures already. 23-9. Under 3 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Fowler brings it up, being guarded by Kraft. Gets it over to Finn. Finn to Black for 3, and it's good. Tyrell Ben has got 5 points now. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll see if it's a 30 or a 60. Looks like it's going to be a 30, and we'll take one as well. You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
2 minutes, 44 seconds left to go here in the first half. West Plains with a 23-12 lead over Waynesville. It was 10-2 West Plains at the end of the first quarter. And Waynesville's been able to find a little bit of offense through Ethan Esquera. There's a turnover by the Scissors. They try a long cross-court pass in Waynesville. Comes back across the line, Fowler with it. They're going to try to get it back down to Esquera once again. Fowler over to Finn. Finn back to Fowler. There it is inside. He's going to try it. Give and go to Black. Nice play there by Waynesville. And all of their scoring has come from two players, Tyrell Finn and Ethan Esquera. West Plains breaks the pressure, gets it down to Moore. Back out to Briggs. Oh, almost stolen. Kraft got it. Puma from the corner. Oh, in and out. Rebound, Jacob Moore. He goes up. No call on the foul there. Rebound, Waynesville. And now we're going to have a push on Jacob Moore. That'll be Jacob's first foul, the team's second. 23-14, minute 49 seconds left to go here in the first half of this one. Rayshon Fowler brings it across the timeline. Black comes out. Puma goes for the steal, but was not able to get it. Kraft guarding Black now. Fowler's got the ball, and Waynesville's all the way out by the half-court line, really spreading the floor. It don't look like they're really interested in getting much offense going. Oh, nice deflection by Tuma. The Waynesville recovers. Black's got the ball. Being guarded by Kraft. Gets it to Finn. Back out to Fowler. Don't really understand this tactic. When you're down nine already, why are you stalling when you need to put some points up? Fowler's got the ball. He gets it back out to Black, all the way out at the half-court line. Now they get it to Fowler just inside of the key. But Flames kind of going to an extended 2-3 zone here. And Waynesville has ran nearly a minute off the clock. We're down to 40 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. They get it to Fowler once again. And I mean, this is fine if you're West Plains because they're really not making a comeback when they're just out there holding the ball and you've got a 9-point lead. But this is what Waynesville has done all season. They really try to slow things down, control the pace. Now, West Plains is really trying to get out and guard them tightly to make something happen. But Waynesville just holding the ball out extended near half court. Now there's down to 10 seconds, and so there's a little bit more action here. So they're trying to go for the last. There was a walk, but no call. Here's Black for three. Off the bank, and it is good. Well, that is going to be the end of the first half. West Plains has a 23-17 lead over Waynesville. We'll take a 3-minute break and we'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.